It's me again, Ellie, and I'm back for a new episode. It's already 2023 and Feb is almost over. Like, grabe, it's been 2 years already since the last time I uploaded my first episode. And, oh my god, it was really such a huge mess. So I decided to delete my first episode. So I'm not using any lo-fi music anymore. I would just like to make these episodes of mine to be more spontaneous, to be more realistic, like a TED talk for you guys. And yeah, it's really been a while because I decided to take a break. Medyo matagal na break. Last time I uploaded, I think that was back in April 2022 pa. And yeah, there's a lot of uncertain things that happened. Mama passed away last year as well. So I need to go on a new season of break as well. So yeah, kanina nag-decide ako na reinstall yung platform na ginagamit ko to upload this episode. So grabe, like I took a rest for how many months? Imagine from April 2022 onwards. And grabe, there is a lot of people that still listens. And what makes me more even grateful is, wow, there is a lot of people that's listening to me from around the globe, like from Germany, from India, from Finland, from, and of course from Israel, the Holy Land. Oh my gosh, like thank you so much guys for listening. And actually kanina, like early in the evening, I'm experiencing some, you know, some episodes, some, I'm experiencing some relapses. And to be honest, I felt alone earlier. And why while I scroll dito sa application, dito sa platform, like wow, nagpahinga ako, pero there's these amazing people that still listens. And I'm really grateful for you guys that, you know, kanina, I'm having my episode, I feel alone. After I saw this numbers of people that are listening, that still listens, yeah, I feel some sort of relief na andyan pa rin kayo, you're still listening, even though I'm not uploading a new one. And for this episode, I would just like to call this When to Perfectly Rest while choosing the right fight. So, ako, I decided to take a long duration of break since 2022. And ang daming realizations, ang daming eye-opener situations that has happened. And for me, I would just like to share with you guys my thoughts on how I conquered, how I rest, the way I rest, when to work, when to resume, when to pause. So last year, there's a lot of uncertain things that happened, and yung pinaka big scene that has ever happened is when my mom passed away. So that was so unexpected. Sobrang we're not really prepared na mangyayari siya ng ganun kaaga. So parang kami, yung mga plotted plans, yung mga things na ginagawa namin for daily routines has changed. So parang in a glimpse, change of story, a new chapter. So parang ang dami mo siyang ma-realize na parang kahit gaano mo katagal ginagawa na yung isang bagay, because you're planning ahead of time. Ganito yung mangyayari, ganito yung gusto kong mangyari a few years from now. And before my mom passed away, nagbid ako ng house sa Pag-ibig. So some work friends advise me na, uy, kuha ka ng ganito, kuha ka ng bahay. So, when they told me that, ang naisip ko agad is yung mama ko. Because she's been working for how many years before then, they were still renting back then. So, ako, I decided to grab the opportunity to bid, to apply for some sort of housing loan here in the Philippines. So, August of 2022, first week, or prior August, I received a notification from that specific real estate firm that my bid, I won the bidding. So my heart is really grateful na, oh my gosh, shucks, mabibigyan ko na ng bahay yung mama ko for how many years. And sobrang smooth sailing ng situation during that season. Parang it's all going up. Sobrang bilis. And then I think that was in third week of August. I'm at work. I think I was only on my bio break, so needed to go to the restroom. I have my phone with me. My older brother, I think he chatted me sa messenger. Sabi niya, si mama na stroke. Sabi ko, para kung binuhusan ng malamig na tubig. Parang totoo pala yun. That is really true. So, while I was walking sa hallway ng office, parang, oh my gosh, is this true? And then, he called me, told me what happened, ganito nangyari, ganyan, saka na dito. Hindi ako nakaalis agad. I just pause for a little bit. Huminto ako saglit. Parang umupo lang ako saglit to calm myself. Huminga lang ako saglit. Inhale, exhale. Process ko yung thoughts ko. Ano ba nangyayari? Ano ba gagawin ko? So, during that time, parang sabi ko, ngayon pa lang, umu-okay yung situation. And everything is going up. Everything is smooth sailing. Then in a glimpse, a lot of things has changed. So after that scenario, it's a long story, so I won't be able to tell it here. It's a long story, but after my mom passed away, I decided to rest. Parang after how many years of working, na hindi ako nagre-resign, hindi ako nagpapahinga, hindi ako nagiging unemployed, I decided to rest. No one knows. Yung partner ko lang ang nakakaalam na hindi na ako pumasok, ganyan. Parang alam nila is nag-leave lang ako, but I decided to resign. Kasi parang hindi ko kayang mag-process ng maayos. The normal routine that I had na overtime, maaga pumapasok, sub-sub sa workloads, focus sa work, focus sa reports. During that time, hindi ko kaya. Like, I tried for a couple of days, but yung thought ko nasa ibang bagay. Parang hindi ako focused. So, during that time, I decided to resign. Nagpahinga lang ako for a couple of weeks. I think that was only 3 to 4 weeks. Then I decided to go work again. I started to go to work again. So it made me realize na alam mo dapat pala kung kailan ka dapat magpahinga. Kasi during that time, of course, there's this bereavement leave here in the Philippines, so my employer or my supervisor is allowed me to rest for a couple of weeks. But the time na nag-decide ako na pumasok ulit, wala yung utak ko sa ginagawa ko. Sobrang hindi ko kaya mag-function. nakatutulog naman ako, pero yung isip ko wala sa ginagawa ko. Like, hindi na ako ganun. Hindi ako kagaya nung dati. So, during that time, it made me realize na kailangan ko magpahinga. Kailangan kong huminga because parang hindi pa nagpo-process sa akin. Hindi pa nagsisink in sa akin na nawala yung mama ko. So, during that time, parang medyo napatagal yung rest na ginrab ko. And someone told me, hey, you're getting too, you know, parang you're getting uncontrollable. Your emotions are uncontrollable. And sabi niya sa akin, the more na wala ka pang gagawin, mas mag-overtake yung brain mo, yung thoughts mo. So yeah, it made me realize na habang wala ka palang ginagawa ng breakdown season mo, mas lalong high functioning yung thoughts mo. Nandami niyang, you know, it made me think na you're no longer like that, you're no longer like this, hindi mo na to kaya, hindi ka na magiging ganito ulit, hindi ka na mag-function ng ganito. So parang anyway, so sobrang wala akong ginagawa sa everyday, papahinga lang ako kasi hindi ko kaya mag-function, nakahiga ako, and so forth. I'm always on my phone, every night inom, every night two buds. So parang sa akin, naging unproductive ako for how many weeks. So it made me realize, I would just like to share this thought or this realization of mine during that scenario wherein my life was the worst. You must know, you must be cautious when to rest. And you must be cautious, you must be careful, you must be aware when to resume. Because if nasobrahan ka sa pagiging walang ginagawa, I'm not invalidating a rest. I'm just sharing with you guys. Just rest. Just take the needed rest, then go back to grind again. Like, bangon. Like what I always say before, sandal ka lang, inhale, exhale, regain, refocus. But don't take too much of your time doing nothing. Because during that season, your thoughts will be high functioning. Or if you have anxiety, it may be high functioning. You might encounter high functioning anxiety. Worse is depression again. So ako parang yun, I lost focus on things, I lost focus on my track, on my career, na sobrahan yung pahinga ko. Parang sobrang pag nagpahinga ako, I got used to it, na walang ginagawa. So, nadamay lahat. It's a domino effect. Tinamad na ako sa work, tinamad na ako sa ganyan, hindi na ako nag-aayos. Hindi na ako kagaya ng dati. Hindi na ako productive. The way I think, iba na ulit. So, it's just that a matter of awareness when to rest. So, again, you must choose or you must know, you must be aware when to rest while you choose the right fight. So, it doesn't mean na nagpapahinga ka, wala kang ginagawa, wala ka ng goal. So, I would just like to remind everyone, learn when to rest and learn when to resume. And be back stronger. Be back wiser. And, yeah. Rest is essential. So, during that time, madami ko naisip, madami ko na-realize. So, yeah. It's just a matter of regaining the energy that we've lost. Pahinga lang, hinga lang. Inhale, exhale, then bangon ulit. Again, padayon and puhon is the two important words for me. It's my life mantra. So, again, guys, please be safe, and I hope you I hope you're all okay with where you are right now, okay? You may rest now, love. You deserve it.